It is 8:10 on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Kelsey Reyes.
And I'm Walt Lindela. And with us in the studio this morning is the founder, originator, creator, and leader of something very special happening, not only in our neck of the woods, but around the country and around the world. Tomorrow, it's starting to catch on. It's Spread Goodness Day, and Anna Dravland with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making it in this morning to tell us what's going on. So let's kind of start for those that are maybe just starting to hear about it for this year. What is Spread Goodness Day?
So Spread Goodness Day really is as simple as it sounds. It's a day dedicated to spreading goodness and more so showing people the power they have every day to change the world with simple actions and goodness.
Where did this idea come from for you to get this going?
It kind of evolved from a friend that I used to, an old friend. We would always volunteer and do a lot, and this term spread goodness kind of kept rolling around with us, and we're like, we just want to spread goodness, we just want to change the world. And as we developed, we had ideas for restaurants and all kinds of crazy things, event centers, and then I realized, like, I really needed to be simple. I want it to be easy for people to participate, easy for us to share it, and really, like, to have no limits to how small or big it can be. So it became an event, a day of goodness, to compound all that good energy into one day to really show us the power of goodness.
Well, you say spread some goodness. You make it sound simple. Is it just as simple as helping somebody out, maybe giving them something as simple as a smile and maybe a lift somewhere or some help or what?
It is exactly as simple as that, and it can be as crazy as a planned event or a really grand gesture. But like last year, for example, one young man, he must have been about 5-6 years old, sent a video saying, I spread goodness today because I shared my ice cream with my sister.
There you go.
And that was so cute and adorable, and that's exactly what I want people to internalize, is that it's just about being aware of your simple actions and knowing that you made a difference and that you can change the day and you can make everything a little brighter.
And Kelsey jumped in on this, and tell us a little bit about what you kind of spearheaded here for us at the radio group, Kelsey.
Yeah, so here at Great Lakes Radio, what we are doing is, well, first off, we noticed that Room at the Inn had a wish list out there floating around on Facebook and everything, saying they desperately needed, yes, some of these items. And so here at Great Lakes Radio, each one of us here is bringing in one item off of that wish list, and we're going to compile it, and I'm going to go and bring all of these items down. So we're, you know, taking off all of the items off their wish list, making sure they have all of these things there at Room at the Inn.
That is incredible. Yeah. And that's what's really cool is everybody just decides on their own what they care about and how it resonates with them. So it really ended up being kind of like last year was the first year, and it's crazy. People are just running all over the place doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
And the effect of it is a lot of people supported nonprofit organizations and causes that were important to them that they know had needs, and that this good would continue to have an effect on people much further past Spread Goodness Day.
Anna, it does bear mentioning that, yes, lots of things have started here with the local angle in our area, but yeah, you're getting recognition and response to Spread Goodness Day, not only locally, but nationally, and even some folks around the world.
It's true. It's almost it's a little crazy to me to create a platform like this and invite the world to come participate with you and have them respond. So I've got people in Australia, in India, UK, and a couple other different countries that have engaged with this, and it's pretty awesome to see.
I think that really what it is the reason that you have the folks getting involved is you've kept this simple. It can be a simple,
yes,
thing to do, right? Tell me about,
yes,
that.
Yes, I think that's so important with anything that you're trying to do, but especially when you're asking people to do something.
Yeah.
and inviting them to do it their way, in the way that's most natural to them. So that is, I think that's what gets the most engagement from it, is that it really is all about everybody else. All I am is the platform for all the goodness.
Well, it's been a kind of a fun thing to watch you as you got this thing going last year and how it responded. Now it's resonating. You mentioned before we went on the air that you're going to speak with groups this year, and you're finding that people are knowing all about it. You know, of course, last,
yes,
year was a startup. So within 1 year, you've had great response, which has got to be very heartwarming.
It is. It's very satisfying, and it gives me a lot of hope for the success of this year. We have a goal of 1 million acts of goodness. And quite honestly, like even without the world in engagement, I'm just going to be straight up here. I think we can do it in the UP. Just everything that is being reported to me about everything that's going to happen about tomorrow, I'm a little bit blown away. And I'm like, you know, yeah, definitely. The country's getting involved. The world's getting involved. But the UP is something. It really is something special here, and people are taking it to heart, and they're having fun.
So someone that's just joining us right now, Spread Goodness Day is tomorrow. What do you want folks to do?
I want you to spread goodness. You can go as simple as just being a little nicer. If you're in a bad mood, just try not to be as mean as you would be. Open a door for somebody. When you go to buy coffee in the morning, pay for the person behind you. There's a lot of events going on tomorrow. There's something down at the Marquette Commons. There's a Spread Goodness Day celebration zone being hosted by Select Realty. And you can actually do a video log of how you spread goodness and how you received goodness down there. We have a great backdrop. It's going to be really fun with music. And you can go volunteer somewhere, go drop off cookies for volunteers.
Sure.
Volunteer at the Veterans Center. There's really no limit. Just open up your mind to what you want to do instead of asking somebody else, what should I do? Be like, no, ask yourself what you should do and go do whatever you want.
Well, we certainly appreciate you popping in this morning to give us an update on it. And best of luck with everything. I know we're taking part here at Great Lakes Radio, and a lot of folks are at their offices and individually. And this really is a wonderful thing that you're doing. So I hope you enjoy tomorrow.
I do, too. I'm pretty excited.
Spread Goodness Day is coming up tomorrow. Anna Dravland is the creator and founder and coordinator and leader and all of the other things that you want to say. Anna, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.